And if we didn't love the sound people, we'd tell you we love the sound people anyway, because you don't ever mess with the sound people. How many people know that for it's a fact? Yes, you do. You don't mess with the sound people. Because no matter how good you are as a musician, you will not sound good unless the sound people cooperate. Unfortunately, no matter how bad you are, there's nothing the sound people can do that's going to fix you. So at that level, once the sound people are good and these people are, you're on your own. I would like to introduce Diane DeLage, who's standing right over here, and she's signing. And she's been doing this for many, many years, and she brings a team of signers every year. And we really appreciate her. My name is Ernie Williams, and I will MC here for 2 hours. And I am just so happy to be here on Friday night, the first evening performance of the 2003 Florida Folk Festival, which is our 51st. Now, if you are a clever person, you will realize that that means that this year this has been going on for 50 years. It's like that beginning of the new millennium thing, you know? So it's been 50 years. And this is my 30th, as a matter of fact. So I love being here. And how many people, is it your first time here ever? Will you please give everybody a hand who's here for their first time? So I'll see you back here in 30 years. I got a bunch of people I want to thank. The Florida Park Service took this event over last year at the last minute and did just a stunning and wonderful job, as they are doing again this year. Absolutely, absolutely. So Mike Bullock has just taken over as the interim director of the Florida Park Service. And, of course, I want to thank him. I definitely, absolutely want to thank Valinda Subic, who is the park manager of this park. She's a wonderful woman. She's very easy to work with. She has been a supporter for many, many years here. And her assistant is Kevin Patton. And they have uniforms on. They're walking around. And you'll also see John Kay. John Kay, again, you're going to meet him in 2 hours. But John Kay, again, on short notice, took over this festival. He is now the festival director. This is his second year. So if you get a chance to thank John Kay, don't pass up that opportunity, because he really deserves it for all the work he's done. I want to mention a few things that I'd love for you to see. This is a big festival. There's a lot going on, and there's some things to absolutely not miss. I guess everything falls in that category, but some things come to mind for me. First, go to the Folk Life area. In the Folk Life area, arguably, Florida has the richest and most diverse folk culture in the nation. It's not necessarily true, but an argument can be made, because we have people from all over the world who live within the boundaries of this state. And the folklorists of the state, who are wonderful people, go out and talk to these people. They collect I guess that's a funny word, but that's the word that we use, isn't it? They collect the folk life from those areas. They bring them here in order to introduce them to me and you, so we'll know what's going on in our state that's representative of other countries. Go down to the Seminole Family Camp. It's at the south entrance, just as you come in. This is totally supported by the Seminole Nation of Florida. They come in. They built those chiquis, and 2 years ago, they refurbished them. They just look wonderful, and they're having family crafts down there. Go down to the gazebo, which is back this way, right on the river, and you will see during the daytime Florida folk writers, people who write songs about our state, about the beauty of it, about the traditions, and about how we ought to preserve it. And be sure and see each of our amazing headliners. I've written some of their names down here. I think probably everybody here knows who Norman and Nancy Blake are. Maybe you don't know who Daryl Anger is. Daryl Anger is wonderful. Mark Johnson, who lives in Florida, who's one of the hottest clawhammer banjo pickers in the world. He calls his style Clawgrass, and he's absolutely wonderful. And tonight, we're going to have a songwriter, whose name slips my mind, and it is Steve Young. Steve Young, who was born in Georgia and raised in Alabama, and he's written some wonderful songs like Seven Bridges Road and Lonesome, Ornery, and Mean, and he really has made an impact in the music scene. So I'm glad you're here. Welcome. And we're going to begin this evening with Miss Mindy Simmons. Mindy is, in my mind, one of the darlings of Florida folk music. She's a wonderful person to be around. She's a pillar of the community. She's always of service to FOF, the Friends of Florida Folk. She is now the vice president. She just quit being, or she's in transition from being the editor of the newsletter. I see it at almost every festival. She's got a wonderful voice. She writes wonderful songs, some of them tear-jerking, some of them heart-moving, and some of them quite hilarious. She's a great instrumentalist. You're going to have a great time with Mindy Simmons. Mindy, come on, please. Yeah. With Mindy is Eddie Kinder.
Thank you, Ernie. I didn't have to coach him or anything. That was good.
Checks in the mail, right?
Yeah. I brought Eddie up from Sarasota with me. He's my engineer and plays pretty good piano, too. This first song is a song that I wrote quite a few years back about my family. It's called Home Filled with Love. She had his babies while he served the Navy. Moved them all over this land. There were four of us children. She was his woman, and God knows he was her man. Through good times and hard, they held on to each other, kept faith with the Lord up above. Each new place they were sent, each new house they transformed to a home filled with love. Fresh out of college, then marriage, and med school, we kids came each one year apart. Three up in Denver, fourth out in Oakland, all healthy and handsome and smart. We grew up on the road, living station to station, and our father made sure we would see all the beauty of nature this land has to offer, and how blessed we all are in the home of the free. Caring and thoughtful are things that our mother taught. Always stick together, don't take rides from strangers. She'd make us read when we fought. Though there'll always be someone who's faster and smarter, maybe better in things that they do. Mama taught us that God loves each one of his children. Don't forget, she would say, he made only one you. So now we're all grown up, three of us married, and two with two kids of their own. Folks been retired, must be 10 years now, their house still the place we call home. Me, I'm the loner. It's funny to figure it'd be me that the road seems to claim. But wherever it takes me, I'm still with my family, and I know they feel the same. Strength from a home filled with love. Thank you very much. So I'm a Navy brat, and I grew up going to the coastal cities of this fine country of ours. But I settled in Florida because I'm just a Florida girl. And that's all there is to it. We did three different tours of duty up in Pensacola. So if a Navy kid has a hometown, Pensacola is my hometown, even though I weren't born there. I do speak the language. And here's how I feel about Florida. Oh, we got roaches the size of Texas. And they got wings so they can fly. They're full of protein. You think I'm kidding? Hey, my mom can feed an army with her sweet palmetto pie. Yum, yum. We got fire ants. Oh, those cute little fire ants. They're so tiny, why they can't hurt a thing. But then they'll swarm you. No, they don't warn you. They all get set, get ready. One blows a whistle in unison. They sting right up to your kneecaps. We got seaweed in our bathing suits. We got sand spurs in our feet. But we're kicking back with Jimmy's margaritas, swatting sand fleas and mosquitoes. Ain't Florida neat? Yep, mosquitoes. Lord, we got mosquitoes. And all the females suck your blood, make you itch. It's satisfying. No, I ain't lying. When one bites you, you slap her dead and say, I got you, you skeeter. Then there's love bugs. I hate love bugs. Well, let's see. Is there a stronger word than hate? A bug who gets it way more than I do. You know, they're hooked up for a lifetime. I can't even get a date. Oh, man. Yeah, we've got red tide in our oceans. There's rotten fishes down on the beach. We're kicking with Jimmy's margaritas, fighting gators for our golf balls. Ain't Florida neat? Snakes and frogs and gecko lizards too. They eat the insects, so they have my full respect. I'd hate to live in Florida without them, wouldn't you? Yeah, we got seaweed in our bathing suits. We got sand spurs in our feet. We're kicking back with Jimmy's margaritas, dodging possums on the highways, fighting gators for golf balls, racing snowbirds for parking. Ain't Florida neat? Remember when we were looking for a new theme song for the state? Remember that? I sent that song right to Catherine Harris. Never heard from her. This is a song that I wrote about the demise of our eagles. What an irony that we're extincting our national bird. It was inspired by a National Geographic special, and at the time, the eagles were being killed by hunters, and they were being trophied. Such a fate they can't defend, so they'll fly on into the darkness and join the others that man will end. Yes, they'll fly on. Thank you. So now we're just encroaching on their territory, you know. We people are kind of like a parasite, aren't we? We just spread around and spread around and spread around. I ought to write a song about that. Spread it all around. This is a little song about the kind of man that's perfect, just perfect for me. Could we have just a little Harrimore guitar in the monitor? And he says, forget about it. Well, you're not too short, you're not too tall. You're just my size, and baby, that is all that matters. Standing next to me, I get a real good feeling this was meant to be. You're not too thin, you're not too fat. You're just my size, and baby, that is all that matters. With my arms around you, I get a real good feeling. Do you feel it too? Well, you're not too tart and you're not too sweet. You taste just right, you knock me off of my feet with the right size kiss, the right size hand. Telling you, baby, you're my right size man. You ain't too shy, but you're not too bold. You ain't too young and you're not too old. You ain't too slow, but you're not too fast. You're just my speed and that is all that matters. Working out with me, get a real good feeling this was meant to be. You ain't uptight, but you're not too slack. Got my eye on you, boy, that's a fact. I dig your smile, I dig your laugh, I dig your love, and baby, that is all that matters. Darling, be with me. I get a real good feeling. I get a real good feeling. I get a real good feeling. You're the right man, the right man, the right man for me. Ooh, yeah. I get the feeling you're the right man for me. Now, to make that a blues song, you just got to go, how, how, how. I heard that, see? Okay, now, I know some of you, how many happily married people out there? Just so happy. See, there's a bunch of you out there. You give me courage and strength and hope. But I know, because I know some of you, there are those mornings when you wake up, you're having your coffee, you're reading the paper, you look over at your significant other and you think to yourself, what was I thinking? You got yourself a case of the breakfast blues now. You give me hard eggs in the morning. Cheese, I'm gonna let you go. Give me hard eggs in the morning. Cheese, I'ma let you go. You just hot butter grit your teeth and bear it. I don't love you anymore. Oh, don't give me that glazed look. Hey, I'm begging you to leave me. Why never sausage misery? Is this kosher? I'm never sausage misery. I don't think it is. You treated me so ungratefully. You gave me the raisins to be free. Orange juice, ashamed of yourself. What do you ex Benedict me to do? Boy, I got nothing else to say. What do you ex-Benedict me to do now? You better come up with something, because I got nothing else to say. Boy, you left such a waffle toast in my mouth. You biscuit out of town today. You've been gritting on my nerves now. on the keyboards there. Give me hard eggs in the morning, cheese. I'ma let you go. You give me hard eggs every morning, cheese, boy, I'ma let you go. You just hot butter grit your teeth and bury. I ain't gonna kiss you anymore. Shall we roll it again? Eddie Kinder. Thank you. That is not one of my songs, but it is on an album I call Songs I Wish I'd Written. This song is also on there.
Why then why? Enjoy your evening. Thank you very much.
Miss Mindy Simmons, does the word delightful apply? It does indeed.